Some of you may have noticed that the moment you decide to take Lent seriously, distractions multiply, temptations get louder, and even prayer can feel harder than before. New anxieties, old temptations, a voice that says, just give up. This isn't a coincidence, it's a sign that the battle has begun. Padre Pio never romanticized Lent. He knew it was a time of grace, but also a time of combat. He once said, "The demons do not sleep in order to take us to damnation." Strong words. But he immediately added, "At the same time, our Lord will not abandon us, not even for an instant." For Padre Pio, the Christian life, and especially Lent, was not about relying on willpower alone. It was about learning where to lean. When we feel overwhelmed, Padre Pio advised crying out like Saint Peter, "Lord, save me." Not complicated prayers, just humble trust. He also warned against living Lent only in our heads, planning holiness for tomorrow while neglecting today. "Do not be worried about tomorrow," he said, "just be good today. Pray when the moment comes, choose charity when the chance appears, and if you fall, don't linger in discouragement, start again immediately." Above all, Padre Pio pointed to one place of strength, the cross. "The best way to avoid falling," he said, "is to lean on the cross of Jesus." Our humility is our weapon. The enemy wants us to fight alone in pride, but grace flows where trust replaces self-reliance. So this Lent, if you feel the struggle intensifying, don't be surprised. The fight itself is proof that grace is at work. When weakness comes, don't retreat. Lean closer. Say simply, "Jesus, save me." And if reflections like this help deepen your faith, join us each week here at Following Padre Pio.